Let's start the Mishnah, Masechta Makos, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. It's a new box. Every Masechta has a different box. You know that? The illustration, you know that? Every box is not the same. There are no two boxes that are the same in the whole Shas.
My box is different than your box.
Yeah, that's right. And even all the sets of Shas. How do witnesses become Zemim? How do they become Zemim? So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you how they don't become Zemim. Okay, I'll tell you how...
He's ready to give the shir.
He should be giving the shir.
I think he should give this masechta.
Yeah,
that's interesting. How the mission starts off. He's going to give you examples when you
not
them come. You don't give them the same minor.
Okay, Kate Sat or Adim Nasim. He has a vote that you should say this masechta. You want to say this masechta?
No, please.
Kate Sat or Adim Nasim Zaymimim. The mission asks a question, and the mission: how do witnesses become Adim Zaymimim? The mission gives the answer: how they do not become. So that's very difficulty. That's not Derech Olam is to answer the question the negative. Kate Sat Adim Nasim Zaymimim, and the mission answers. The mission answers: I'll tell you how they do not become Zaymimim. Midnanu, two witnesses testify Mishplani Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Lamalamai Nafkamina, that he cannot do the avoid. The person whose father is a Grusha, who married a Grusha. So the woman, so he did with the woman, the Ben Gush and Chalutza. Ain, we do not say now, it turns out this person wanted to testify, this person is not fit to do the Avoida. He is disqualified to do the Avoida. And then it turns out that his two witnesses are Edim and Zaymimim. So let's make safe arguments. Let's say, even for example, that these witnesses are Kohanim. Let's make it very easy. And they are, for argument's sake, they're Kohanim. Ain oimim yas ze ben gusha ben chalutza. We do not say that we should give the witnesses the same stasisim like kasher zomam. We'll make them into chalolim, and now they will be disqualified to do the avoda tachtov in exchange for what they have tried to do. Ella loike arboim. So what happens is instead we just give the witnesses malchus arboim. So here's an example where witnesses do not become zaymimim, where we do not do vasisim like kasher zomam. Also, an excellent question. That this the malchus. That's a very chiddush. The yochel azima of the malchus. But that's
what's the question? What?
But we have principle that you're not kosher to be a witness unless you can become edim zaymimim. If you cannot become edim zaymimim, then you're not allowed to testify. The testimony is not accepted. So how then can a person walk into court and testify that son is ben gush ben chalutza when that testimony cannot possibly lead to iato yachol hazima, cannot lead to become edim zaymimim? There's a principle. There's a principle. So the answer.
So therefore, that's
how it's called. That's how it's called. Who's more edim nasim ben gush ben chalutza? Im kein gamish lo yuzmu. Even when they don't become disqualified, how can they testify? Eich yasel piem ben grusho dahach Yehud dahach Yehames v'amai ha'havi lo edus she'i ata yochel lehazima ve'ein ze edus. Okay, that's the most fundamental question in the Masechta. So that is a very sure answer. That is not a posh answer. V'yeshloimar kevin deloike ha'vei kasher zaman. Since they can get malchus, since the Torah here is teaching you, it's in the Chanami, it's an exception, that in this instance they get malchus, that is called yochel lahazima. Yochel lahazima, according to Tosfos, does not mean to get what you try to do. Does not mean that you are, yochel lahazima means there has to be potential to be punished. Okay, so therefore, that's a whole new dimension in the din of Edim Zaymimim. When two witnesses testify, there has to be potential for them to be punished. What is punishment? Punishment chatchila should be vasi simloi kasher zomam, but bidyeved is just to get malchus. It's just to get malchus. Havi shapir ata yochel lahazima. Okay, that's the basic answer. We're going to stop with that part of Tosis, but there's a lot more Torah on this. Okay, this is the basic side. Baita. Okay, eloloi kaboy. Next, midar lubish pani shuben chayv liglas nuhalama. We testify by the person shemoyim them. We testify by the person that is chayiv to go to Gaul. So they testify the so-and-so, he went and killed the person inadvertently. So what is Allah? Then it turns out Edim Zaymim. We do not say Yiglazet Tachta. We do not say they should go to Gaulis. But instead he gets Malchus. Another exception number two. Two exceptions to the rule. We're not going to give Malchus. We're not going to put the person to Gaulis. But instead we're going to the person who testifies that so-and-so killed someone B'Shoigeg. Then we're going to take the witnesses. We're going to give the Malchus. And then they're going to go home. Fact Gemara. Obvious Kasha. The Mishnah starts off with a question. And the Mishnah does not give the answer. The Mishnah misleads us. It leads us on to think it's giving you an answer, but the truth is it's not giving you an answer. It's giving you the negative. I'm asking you a question. How? Give me an example of Edim Zayminim, and you answer me by telling me what an example where they're not Edim Zayminim, where they get Malkois, and we do not give them Vasisim Loikasha Zaman. Frag the Gemara HaKeitzad Ein HaEdim Naasim Zayminim Miboyle. The Mishnah should start off with the word Keitzad Ein. We're missing a word, Atos Atfus, in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, V'od, frag question number two, V'od B'Tonim L'Kaman, we'll look later on. Avol, where's later on? Later on is...
Of course, the Tosis, it's very good. That's called Zeimimim.
Oh, he's saying Murdik Vart. He's saying Shol Zev, saying Murdik Vart. He's saying over here that the Hagufa Kamash one. This is Zeimim, and we need this principle in order that it should be Eidu Shiyata Yochel Lahazima. Murdik, Gval Kasha. Who has this Kasha? And Shol Zev.
No.
This, I don't know. I hear you answer. This is a deeper question. But the fact that Gemara is a question, Gemara over here, long very pshat. Gemara is saying Seif Kol Seif. Seif Kol Seif. It appears that the word Zaymimim, Keitzer Nas says Zaymim. The word Zaymimim means Vasisim Loi Kasher Zomam. When Tosfos says we give you Malkus, that's a din. It's a good Eidos. It's a good testimony. Because you'll be punished.
Right.
But technically, the word zomam, zaymimim, means vasisim lekasher zomam, the word of the passage is what you plan to do. So you have to go back to Tosfos. Still, yes, still it's very good because the Tosfos is saying it's eidu shi'ato yachol lahazimoi. That's what the words of Chazal are. So your kasha is still a very shtaka kasha. I don't have a good answer, but right now the Gemara is learning about derech. A very simplistic understanding of kasha zomam means vasisim loy. We heard Migtoni says later on. Look, come on. It says later on the sar the Gemara the Ois Aleph says diketani the od diket the mem diketani later on. Where later on? It says later on, if you want to know the answer to the question, it says later on all of the rules. It says later on the rules of Edim Zaymim. You look in Rashi, it says So therefore the basic laws
of asking it here,
later on. So anyway, we're going to learn an example, a simple example, because being Zaymin is more what you say, the Gemara is really asking is later on it tells you you have to say Imanu Hayisem. What does it mean Edim Zaymin? It means we contradict you. You testify Reuven killed Shimon. But we testify that it wasn't Reuven, it was Levi who killed Shimon. Later on, it introduces the most fundamental principle about Edim Zaymim, and that is Imanu Hayisem. Imanu Hayisem. Because here's the fundamental question.
It's not a chosha.
So that is so critical to understand the essence of Edim Zaymim. If the fact that the Mishnah does not explain this over here in the Mishnah, you're not answering the question, period. In other words, there's a lot of lumness over here, what the question over here is. It says later on, later on, and Daf Hei tells you the essence of what it means, Hazama. Imanu Hayisem. The Mishnah left out that point. The Mishnah left out the most critical element of Edim Zaymimim, Imanu Hayisem. So Sacha Kol, the Gemara over here has just two fundamental questions. Number one, the punishment is wrong. Number two, the testimony of what you're saying about the witnesses is off. Instead, it doesn't tell you Imanu Hayisem. It's leaving out that critical point. So the Gemara answers, the answer to the question is Tana Hasam Koy, the Tana of the Mishnah Hasam Koy is now referring back to Masechta Sanhedrin. That is the answer when
Which
it says Keitzad. No, the Tana here.
No.
The Tana, when it says here Keitzad Ho'edim Nasim Zaymim, is referring back to Masechta Sanhedrin. What does it say there in Masechta Sanhedrin? Kol HaZaymim Makim Lo'samitza. Everyone who says Eidus and says Imanu Hayisem, they get the same Misa. They try to bring upon their fellow man. They testify Reuben is Chayv Skila, they get Skila. They testify Chayv Chenik, they get Chenik. They testify Chayv Shreifa, Chayv Shreifa. Chutz.
It says there in the Mishnah, Sechus Sanesh, Nuchus Mizor, Bas Koin, Uboila. If two witnesses testify that Bas Koin was Mizaneh, so she gets Sreifa, and he gets Chenek. So with the witnesses now are Edim Zoymimim, Vasisim Loikasher Zomam. What do they get? Do they get Sreifa, or do they get Chenek? So it says there they get Chenek. Chutz Mizoyme, Bas Koin, Uboila, the Bas Koin, Uboila, Shein Magdid, and the man who was Mizaneh with her, they do not get Sreifa, Shein Magdimin, Loisa Nisa, they do not get the Nisa of Sreifa, Elo, Lemisa Cheres. That's what it says there, Mesech, end of Mesech Sanhedrin.
They didn't get what kind of misa?
They get chenek. They
so
get
the
chenek
as
the baal.
Okay.
They get the baal. They
the
do
the
not
knife.
Get
the knife, not the baal.
What?
The knife.
The what? The one who was Mizana. It's because loy v'loy law. Law would be the ishreif. So therefore, but there their testimony. But you have to still understand. But their testimony involved giving a human being sreifa. So if you look at the pure law of edim zaymimim, there should be sreifa. That's really what they try to do to a human being, to give sreifa. And yet that's an exception. We do not give them sreifa. We give them chenek. So here,
Iker testimony was against the bas koyin.
But it doesn't make it. Yes, in gokashi. Let's say the testimony was now it is only against one. Let's make it very simple. They testified against both. But since the testimony didn't involve Sreifa, and therefore their hazama, their punishment would be incomplete if they could anything other than Sreifa. So along comes the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'yesh edim zoyim acherim she'ein oisim b'chem din hazama kol ikar ela malkar sarboim ketzad. All of that has to be aired before you start the word ketzad. You see there's a whole chunk? That whole chunk in that big box? That's why the box is so big. Because the box is big in order that you should take this
it's an extension
case,
from
an extension.
Uh-huh.
You should take this whole statement.
Two
different types of misa.
Right.
So you should give the more severe misa. Which is Sreifa, and that's Koilel Chenek. So you're getting Chenek, you're not doing the full thing, you're not getting the full shear of the Azama. So the Yesh of Azama Chedim. This whole chunk has to be added into the box above. The Yesh there is.
That's what everybody, Sreifa is more severe.
Yes. Because it was more severe than chenek. So therefore, you're not getting the full din hazama. So take this whole chunk of law, this whole line. V'yesh edim zomim achedim she'ein oisim din hazama kol ikar. They're not going to get kol ikar. They're not going to be punished at all. The punishment will not come to them whatsoever. Ella malchus arbaim. Now we start the mesechta. Now you start the mesechta. Ketzad. Give me an example. Oh, so here we go. Meidin anu beish pliny shu ben grusha ben chalutza. And then we do not say yasa ze ben grusha ben chalutza. Tachdav el like arbaim gets malchus. Okay. So even though the Gemara's answer really this still does not fit into the words of the Gemara, even with the El Hakdama, it still says in the Mishnah ketzad ha edim nasim zaynanim. The Gemara's answer is really, really unsatisfying. After everything is said and done, the Gemara really does not really it's not really satisfactory. Because that's not what it says. He said a very nice lamish answer when he's in Mishnah, but the Mishnah bottom line says Keter Edim Naasim Zaymimin. And the Gemara just itself says the Einim Naasim Zim Kol Ikar. Look at the words of the Gemara. She'ein Eisim Bohem Din Hazama Kol Ikar. So I never really understood this. You look at Rashi. What does Rashi have to say? Rashi doesn't really say really more than that. Yeshav Acherim She'ein Mekayim Din Hazama Klal. Rashi changed called the klal elamalkus va'alom mefarish ketsad oisin ketsad oisin ho'edim shein mekayim b'bohem din hazama nasim zoymim. Rashi does it. Rashi tries to smooth things out. If you look in the Rashi right across from the Gemara we concluded, Rashi does the olam mefarish ketsad oisin ho'edim those witnesses. He adds in more words now. Rash, it's the middle of a long, Rash. But look, where the dot is, loike arboim. See, loike es harboim. Jump right across exactly in that line to Rashi. Go down one line. In the middle of that line, it says Va'alom Afarish Ketzad. Now Rashi is reading the Mishnah for us according to the Gemara's answer. So Rashi is going to add more words. Ketzad. Okay, that's the first word of the Mishnah. And now Rashi is adding in more words. Oisan ho'edim. Those witnesses, she'ein mekayimin bohen din hazama, nasin, how do they become nasim zoymimim? Okay, so he's adding in the, between the word ketzad, He's adding in all the, adding in one more word, Ketzad. Now adding one more word, Oisan. Then the word Ha'edim, and now add in She'ein Mekaimin Bohem Din Hazama Nasin Zaymimim. Can you see? So Rashi is trying to actually go and rewrite the Mishnah for us. In order to make sense of the Mishnah, you have to add in all of those words into the Mishnah. That's not what the Mishnah says. But Rashi, when he adds in Oisan, Ha'edim, She'ein Mekaimin Din Bohem Din Hazama, how do they become Nasim Zaymimim? And the answer is Me'idin V'chulu V'chulu. Okay, so that is the first Mishnah with the two questions and with the answer. We're going back to Masechta Sanhedrin. In fact, some learned that Makos is not even a Masechta by itself. Right? In the counting of the Masechta, how many Masechtas are there in Shas? How many Masechtas are there in Shas? There, so we have a tradition, there are 60. There are 60 Masechtas. According to our counting of 63, I think. There are 63 Masechtas. So you take out Ovois. And then there's a Shiloh, there's a different, but some also in the two Psachim. There's two Psachim, two Masechta Psachim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. The second Masechta Psachim is the Masechta. So some, those people who are very into calculating the number of Masechtas learn that there's really no Masechta Makos. Masechta Makos is really an extension of Masechta Sanhedrin. And when you learn this first Mishnah, you see how the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Ketzer really is going back to the previous Masechta, Tana Hosam Koi. It's a chibur, it's one chiluk, it's one long mesachta. Vaita. Now we go back to how do you know that these two cases are the exception? We did not do vasi simloi kaasher zamnani mili, am bishub and levi, the makro vasi simloi kaasher zamam, loi veloi lazarai. Here, you testify that so and so is a ben grusha uben chalutza. So what did you try? Did you try to disqualify these kohanim from doing the avoida? So not only are they going to be disqualified, all their children are going to be disqualified, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, everyone's going to be disqualified. So therefore, if these people, these witnesses are Kohanim, so if you're going to make them into a Ben Gushim and Chalutza, you will automatically disqualify them and their children, their grandchildren. But the Torah says that the punishment of Eidim Zayim only goes low one generation. You have no right to punish a person who testifies falsely, Imanu Ha'isem, to punish them. You have no right to punish them more than themselves, not their children. And being a ben gush mechalutza would automatically extend to their children. Therefore, you cannot be mekayim mehalacha. So let's taka do that. So let's taka make them into a ben gush if they are kohan. If they are kohanim, we'll make them into a ben gush mechalutza, and we'll stop there. And we're not going to affect their children. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a true fulfillment of Vasisim Loi Kasher Zaman. They wanted to disqualify this person and all his children, grandchildren. So if we're only going to do it to him and not his children and grandchildren, you're not being Mekayim Kasher Zaman. Be'inan Kasher Zaman V'leka. And that's why this would not be a true fulfillment. So since we're not going to have a true fulfillment of Asisim Loi Kasher Zaman, therefore we don't give this punishment at all. We completely ignore this punishment. Instead, we opt for a new punishment called Malkoi Sarboy. Okay? That's the first site. Bar Pod Omar, Kal V'Chomer. He says the Kal V'Chomer, why we're not going to give the person, we're not going to do it. Why? Kal V'Chomer, Machalel, in Mischalel, a person that's Mischalel, if a person marries a man, a Koyen, if he marries a ben marries a Grusha, so is he disqualified to do the Avoida?
Nope.
And what about his children? Yes. Yes, he marries a Grusha, he has a child. The child is forever disqualified to do the Avoida. But he, the man who marries an Almana and marries a Grusha, is not disqualified as if he divorces her. All he has to do is divorce his wife and he can come back and do Avoida on the Beis HaMikdash. So he has succeeded in causing irreversible harm to his child, but he himself is not disqualified. That's the halacha. So haba maha mechal lemen, who succeeds in marrying a grusha and having a child and causes his child irreparable damage, that the child can never do the avoida, einoy mischalal, he himself is not disqualified. He can divorce his wife and can do the avoida. Haba lechal, so two witnesses who attempt to say about so-and-so, you, Cohen, you are a ben gush ben chalutza, and therefore you are disqualified. But these two witnesses fail in their attempt because they because they turn into Edim Zaymim. So certainly, how much more so the two witnesses themselves should not be disqualified. Habolichal v'loichal were unsuccessful because they were Edim Zaymim. Ein Oedin shelo yischalel. They should not be disqualified.
We're having the Gemara before and said, "What's the rule of the day?"
What?
The Selul of the day.
Let's disqualify him.
That's only become from someone who's born.
That's a whole different. Let's.
But that's not what he wants.
So if we were to apply the punishment, so what would we do?
We want that a hamin is okay. So don't do it to the kids. Just do it to the guy himself.
Right.
It's not shy. It's only through someone who's born. From someone who through such a union.
Well, the Gemara's Hamin is that no, doesn't that the din of a cholol? The Gemara and the Hamin is suggesting that the din cholol is not a din of being born. This is a very lumshu Gemara. The Gemara and the Hamin is saying that what does it mean to be a cholol? Is it a physical mitzias or is it a halachic mitzias? If you learn that it's a physical mitzias, then talk. But if you learn, you want to go. So we testify this person. He has 6 fingers. He has 6 fingers. And it turns out he's a liar. Oh, so we're going to give you 6 fingers. You can't. It's a physical reality. The Gemara seems to suggest that a cholol is not a physical reality. It's a din. It happens to be the way the person acquires this halacha is when he marries a grusha. But since it's not a physical mitzias, we can bring this to halacha upon the person himself. You're a kohen, so we're going to disqualify you midin ben grusha ben chalutza. And the Gemara says no. And the Gemara says because the problem of the children. But now the Gemara is saying another svara. If you fail. If you succeed in causing someone harm, you yourself are not affected. Al achas kama v'kama. If you make an attempt to cause the person harm and you fail, how much more so you will not be subject to that harm itself. So the Gemara says that answer is ridiculous because that goes against the grain of what Edim Zaymim is all about. The whole essence of Edim Zaymim is that you have failed. I wanted that this person should be executed. I testify that Reuven has killed Shimon. Did I succeed in having Reuven executed? No. Because I wasn't Edim Zaymim. I was proven false. I was Edim Zaymim. Yeah, what happens to me? What happens to the witnesses? They're put to death. So the whole essence of Edim Zaymim is, even though you fail, you still are punished. Only when you fail, you punish. Exactly. So the Gemara says, Maskifla Ravina in Cain. With this logic you've approached, Botalta, you have nullified Teras Edim Zaymimim. Because Mahasaykel, for example, Mahasaykel, a person.
Ravina
is saying that Mahasaykel, because you should say the following logic. Mahasaykel, let's say two witnesses testify that Reuven is Chayev Skila,
yeah.
And they succeed. And Reuven now is dead.
Yeah.
Reuven has skill, they succeed. And now it turns out that after Reuven is dead, two witnesses walk in and say, Imanu Yisem. So ain't an iskal. So they're not. So you've caused irreparable harm to someone. He's dead. But the witnesses are not subject. Are not punished. Habol iskal. So how much more so? If two witnesses testify the Reuven is high of skill before they execute Reuven. It turns out that the witnesses are false witnesses. Velo sokal. The person was not killed. So now. How much more so if you've failed in causing a person harm? How much more so you should not be punished with that harm? Ain adin shlo yiska.
It is exeris of kosher.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
You can't.
So what's the answer? The answer though is that the entire essence of adin zaymim is exeris of kosher. That we give you, we punish you even though you have failed. But like he's saying, we only punish you when you fail. We don't punish you when you succeed. Ella
machmarda. It's not valid.
It's not valid because the whole kal v'chomer goes up. Goes against the grain of what Edim Zaymim is all about. Ella machlarta, it is correct. The only answer why we do not make this curse the ben grusha ben chalutza is one reason only, and that is because you have to fulfill vasisim loy kasher zaman. Zaman means children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. But it says in the pasuk loy, this your attempt was to affect the person forever, all of his descendants. And here the Torah says the only one that gets punished is low, and these two concepts are contradictory in this particular situation. If you are testifying that so and so is the ben grusha ben chalutza, that would affect all of his children, grandchildren, his entire line, and the Torah does not allow you to be punished in such a way. So therefore, you cannot possibly fulfill the laws of Zimum in this instance, and that's why this is going to be an exception. We have no choice but to give you Malkois. Fighter. Next Gemara. The Gemara says, and therefore, and it turns out that the witnesses are not false, so we do not give the person Golis, but instead we give the person Malkus. Why is this an exception? Why indeed we should take this person, we should put him in Golis? Nari Miklat. Minoni Mili Omer Lishlag Shemakro, Hu Yanus, it says, Hu Yanus, the murderer shall flee El Achas Harim, Hu Vloy Zaymin. The word who is redundant. It's superfluous to make a drasha. The only one that goes to Ari Miklat is a murderer. A person who's not a murderer, a person who just said false testimony and is full and is liar, he does not go v'loy zaymimin. That's answer number one. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says the same exact halacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha, but why do we need to come out of the pasuk? It's like logic. What's the logic? U'mahu shasar ma'isa b'meizid in a goyle. What about a person who's a murderer? Let's deal with the case of a person who did not kill inadvertently. He killed b'meizid in a goyle. There's no halach of galus. And the person is a rotzeach b'meizid, either he gets killed, or if due to a technicality, there's no edim hasra, there's no hasra, there's technicality, he does not get killed, and he does not go to Golus. So hein shloi also ma'isah b'meizid, they did not do ma'isah b'meizid, they did not kill anyone, they testified, but they didn't do a physical ma'isah. A person physically kills a human being b'meizid, does not go to Golus. How much more so a person who does not physically kill a person, just says testimony, Ein Eidin, Shlo Yigli, they should not go to Golus. Oh, that's all the answer. So the Gemara says, public behind the sentence. This logic is just the opposite. This logic dictates that you should go to Golus, because that is the entire essence of what Eidim Zayim is all about. That if you do not do something, you have failed. You have made an attempt and you have not succeeded. That's when you go to Golus. Vianina Senes. Who? A person who's a murderer actually does a maisa, sha'asa maisa b'meizid, le'ligli. He does not go to Golus. Why not? The Mari now throws in a whole new yesite. What is Golus all about? The essence of Golus is atonement, is kapara. So a person did a maisa b'meizid. He did a maisa b'meizid. He should have atonement. When a person goes to Golus, it's a kapara for his avera.
And
b'meizid, the Torah does not want to give a kapara. The Torah does not want a person to have kapara in this world for what he has done, b'meizid.
So what's the translation?
Kihecha de lo. He should not have a lay kapara. Wow. The person should not have atonement for his sin.
Yeah.
He has done such a severe sin. He has killed another human being. He does not deserve atonement in this world. And therefore,
he does not. Him, that's the kapara.
So that's where he gets killed. But let's say he does not. Okay, let's say there's a technicality. There's no idum hasra. He does not go to Golus.
And then misa be the shemaim, I think. No?
Whatever. It's Hashem. Hashem does not want to give him the benefit of having atonement in this world by going to Ari Mikvat. But Hain, witnesses who testify that Ruvain killed Shimon b'shayeg, so their sin is not so severe. Their sin is only dibur; it's only words. So therefore, maybe there's a logic that's reasonable to say that they deserve to have atonement. They should be able to go to Ari Miklat. Hein shaloi osu ma'isa b'meizid nami ligu. When it turns out that they're false, they should go to Ari Miklat and receive atonement for what they have done. They have spoken falsely, and therefore that should be sufficient. They have not succeeded with it, but they have done naveiro. They should merit to go to Golsav Kapara, Kiyachlav Kapara. So therefore, the logic you're saying does not make any sense. Telling me that the logic of yours is just the opposite. The fact that they did not succeed means that the sin is not so severe. If it's not so severe, they deserve atonement. They should go to Golus. So therefore, why not? So that's why we need to come back to the first answer. Ella, the answer is Machvarta Kedavish Lakish, the correct answer. Why? If you testify that Reuven killed Shim B'Shagig, Reuven killed Shim is who? Who? V'loy Eidim Zemim. It's nothing more than Xeris HaKosov. That concludes the Gemara. So the Maskon over here is you have two exceptions. There are two exceptions to the rule of Kasha Zamam, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and Eidim Zemim. Each one is based upon a pasuk, loy, v'loy lezaroy, eidim zaymim, ari miklat, golus, hu, v'loy zaymimin. And in the past, the Gemara has brought out the kal v'chomer, but the whole essence of eidim zaymimin is you punish for your attempt. Gzeres hakosef, if you make an attempt and you do not succeed, that is when you're subject to the din of gasisim loy kasha zaman. Amula, remez, la'eidim zaymin atara. Okay, what?
Why are we ignoring that? What? Mom's the same thing. You have a get ages, this guy's a mom's
in. Yeah.
The same thing as a.
Same principle. So the same principle would apply that you cannot.
That's interesting. You didn't mention.
So why? So it's nichlal, din of saying someone is a mom's in, then the same rules will apply. Yeah. The case of Ben Gush Ben Chalutz is a concept which we apply in many cases. Any case of Ishus, any case of Yichus. Any situation where you want to disqualify a person, midin yichus, a mamzer in a sin, things like that, a ger, all these types of situations, in where you cannot.
I mean, if I was choosing the case, then I would start stones. There must be a reason behind it. But why? I would take mamzer because mamzer applies to any Jew.
Oh, so maybe we didn't want to go say mamzer is not a nice thing. A mamzer rather something which is more delicate. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I hear what you said. I don't know the answer. Amula, okay, now a new sugya. Amula, really quick. This is easy. Amula, remes. Le'edim zayim min atar minayin. Where's the remes? This Torah is pardes. Pshat, remes, soy drush. Pardes. Okay, therefore, so let's now go off the beaten track of pshat, and let's go into remes. Remes, le'edim zayim min atar minayin. Remes, le'edim zayim, remes. It's pshat. In the Farish of Pasuk, from the Pasuk, Vashim l'kash ha-zamam. El remes, le'edim zayim, shalokin atar minayin. How do you know this halacha? And in a situation where you cannot be Makayim Kasher Zaman, instead we give them Malkus Arboyim. So this is not a Beferish Pasuk. This is something which now it's very interesting how the Gemara learns Remes. It's in the Pasuk. The Tzikos at Tzadik Rishus Rasha. It says in the Pasuk by Edom Simon, they will make the Tzadik at Tzadik and the Rasha and the Rasha. And then the next words are, V'hoya in Bin HaKoy Sarasha, the Rasha is Chayiv Malkus. Bin HaKoy is a Ben. A person, hakois, that is deserving of lashes, of being beaten. Harasha. In fact, the Gemara, these words don't make any sense. Mishum, the Yitztiku is at Tzadik, because they, the Bezin, now who is the word of Yitztiku? Who is the subject of the word of Yitztiku? The Bezin. Because the Bezin declares you're a Tzadik and you're a Rasha, Mishum, the Yitztiku is at Tzadik, Yeshua is a Rasha, V'hoyu and Benakos a Rasha, my inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What is going on over here? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Masal, Dibur Masal, Mishum, the Yitztiku is at Tzadik. Bitmiya. Who is the subject of these words? Everything with the judges, for tzaddik of Russia, baledinim, the tzaddik of Russia, the baledinim, lama levi tztiku tzaddik, the lichta of kiyeh rebein anashim, v'nikshu el ha-mishpat, v'shushafatu, v'hoye bin ha-kois. Why do we need to lama chutzrucha l'kan tzidkas ha-tzaddik, v'chi kol mokam she tztiku bezin es ha-tzakai, v'chivu es ha-chayiv, yesh malkos, this malkos, to also call l'mitli malkos, v'tztiku v'yoshiu. What's the tzidkas? You have a din Torah. You have a din Torah. You come to court. The people are fighting over money. People are fighting over an issue. So one person is chayiv. One person is guilty. Just because you're chayiv does not make you into a rasha. There can be a misunderstanding. There's a dispute between Reuven and Shimon. There's a discussion. Just because the person is right doesn't mean it's a tzaddik. How many times do we find in situations where people have a din Torah and the one who wins, he's the rasha. He happened to get away with it in this particular case. So what thing, all of a sudden, when it's a Masil Sisharm over here, a tzaddik and a rasha, and Mimel is going to be a din of, going to be the Malkus, my inyan, this has absolutely no relevance over here. What's going on over here? No. Rashi really brings up the worst question. So the Gemara explains, and I'll tell you the pshat and the pasuk. The Pshat and the Pasuk is going to be a remes. It means over here, Ella, what it means over here is the following. Ella, here is the Pshat and the Pasuk. Eden. And sometimes I'm saying Pshat. It's not only Pshat. The Maris Singer means remes. Why is it remes? I don't know. I guess you have to really padre the Pasuk to understand what the Pasuk really means. Ella, Arya, wake up. Arya. Ella, Eden. What's the Maisa? The Maisa over here is Eden, Sheshua Satsav, Maisa Shahoya. Eden. You have background. You have to add in an entire store before you can read the pasuk. You have to know the background to the ma'isa. Eidim, Shirshuas Atzadik, witnesses testified. Reuven is a ben grusha ben chalutza. They declared about, they made him into a rasha. Now it's very funny. This is a very difficult gemara because in Tzitzit Atzadik we only know there are two cases of Eidim is when you get malchus. It's a very sure gemara, and that's ben grusha ben chalutza. Being a Ben Gush and Chalutza and Golus, that doesn't mean you're a Rasha. That doesn't mean you're a Tzaddik. A Rasha is you did a Naver, you killed someone. We're trying to learn Malkus. So it's not your fault. You're being over here, you're a Tzaddik. You made a person who's a Tzaddik into a Rasha. You are Ben Gush and Chalutza.
It's not my
fault.
It's not his fault.
He killed him by accident. He's a Chayiv.
So, but that's not, it's a shaygig. You still, like, you can't call a person a Rasha. A person killed someone with a shaygig. You can't call him a Rasha. I don't know what it means. I really don't know what it means. I don't know. It means over here, it means over here that you made a person who in otherwise would have been a regular Kohen. You made him into a Ben Hushan Chalutza, which here we're borrowing the words to mean Sheher Shiu. We made him into a guilty person. V'asu, now we entered. Now, okay, that is the Hakdama to the Pasuk. You have to add those words in the Chumash and Sintra between the lines. Now, enter the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'asu, aid, witnesses come and they will testify. The Yitztiku es HaTzadik, they reinstate. They reinstate the tzaddik to the real to the tzaddik. He's not a ben shachalutza. The Meikara, v'shavinu l'halhanu yushima, now he makes the witnesses. The Yeshua Sarasha, not the person, not the Baldin. When it says Rasha, we're not dealing with the Baldin. We're dealing with the witnesses. The witnesses, Yeshua Shavinu Lachanu Rishon, he makes the witnesses who until now were tzaddikim. We're now making them into Rishoyim. V'hoya,
even though it's a singular term, doesn't have Rishoyim.
Right, the Yeshua Sarasha, right, the collective noun. Rasha, the collective noun means a set of witnesses.
That's the reason it's
there. The collective,
it's very.
We're eating the whole. Now what's next? Now what are we going to the witnesses? V'haya and bin hakoy sarasha. By the way, this remez is that witnesses in the pasuk are called tzaddikim. That means the mechaber, the person has to be a witness under the chuppah, has to be a tzaddik. You see over here the makar, that a witness must be called a tzaddik, because I was saying we're making the pools of the people who were tzaddikim originally, the witness, we thought they were tzaddikim. Now it turns out the witnesses are rishayim, because they were liars. In fact, the Gemara, so therefore what does it say? Now it's going to be malchus. He's going to give the witnesses malchus, because we cannot be mekayem halacha in this instance of Vasha Zamam. Frakt the Gemara, Miloy Sane. They should get malchus for another reason, a more fundamental reason. They testified falsely. Loisane, the Gemara says, Mishum the Havi Lav Shem Maisa. No, a person never gets malchus for Loisane, Lav Shem Maisa, Dibur Stako Maisa, Halav Shem Maisa, in like in the love. But when it comes to Eidim Zaynamin, this is an Eidos, a unique, this is a Gezeres HaKosav, even though it's Dibur, the Pasuk says explicitly, V'hoya in Bin HaKoy Sarasha, Eidim Zaynamin, Dibur Get Malchus. I just want to lighten up the answer to the question is, why is he called a Rasha? Some of Farshim learn is that every set of Eidim Zaynim gets Malchus. In addition to Yidin Ba'kasisim Loikasha Zaman, this is a story later on in the Gemara. In addition, let's say they test for Reuben Ischai, let's say the Chai Reuben Ischai of Mom, you have to pay $100.
Yeah.
And it turns out you're a liar. Ba'kasisim Loikasha, you have to now pay $100. In addition to paying the money, you also get Malchus. Every time a person gets. Person is chayav being edim zaymin. If there's not going to be kilo ramin, there's going to be a din of mamain. But there's going to be malchus. It's a general halacha that there's always going to be malchus. What?
Even this misa?
No, misa, not, because then it's going to
be. Get malchus
negative. Maybe, I don't know, you have to be done. It's a little complicated. Right, next Gemara. Turn
the button. What's interesting, the Indian of the testifying false, it's a lav.
Yeah.
It's also a lav shame by malchus. Verbally.
But the pasuk says, that's why loisane. That's why there's a malchus. It doesn't say malchus. It was loisane.
Okay.
It's a general rule. Every time you violate.
There because,
every time you violate loisane, say yichai malchus because of a different pasuk.
Yeah, but there's no punishment.
No, but here it's explicit. The hoya in bin hakois. In bin hakois, you get malchus.
Yeah.
Four halakas. Number one is inasib in Yushalachal, like we said. Number two, Vein Golori Mikl, like we said. Number three, the aid Meshalman al pi a name Meshalman es hakoifer. Another case, the person testifies that the person's animal, Ruvain's animal killed Shimon. So what is halacha? You have to pay koifer. If an animal, Ruvain's animal kills Shimon, Ruvain must pay koifer. You pay the value of the person or his own value. You have to pay machlokes. You have to pay koifer. Let's say two witnesses testify that Ruvain's animal killed Shimon, and now they're edim zaymimim. Do the witnesses have to pay koifer? No. Another halacha, third example of we're not going to get Adam Zem, you're going to get Malchus instead. I don't know. Good question. Let's get two examples. The Mishnah gave two good question. Number the Bryce says four examples. Number four is Ein Mukham the Ein Mukham Bevid Ivri. You don't. Number four is that if they the Gemara is going to explain that if Reuven says that two witnesses says that Reuven owes $1,000 and Reuven does not have money to pay that he doesn't have any money in the bank. So what do we do with Reuven? We sell Reuven as a slave in Eved Ivri. Now the witness Eidim Zaymim. So now we should make the Eidim Zaymim slaves. Because since they want to make Reuven pay $1,000 and he doesn't have the money, Reuven sold us the best Kasha Zaman, we should make the witnesses into slaves for 6 years. No, Ein nimkaren be'eved ivri mishum. Period. We'll still elaborate upon that idea in a moment. Number five. Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru av ein misham al pi atzman. They don't pay, they confess. If witnesses testify, witnesses say you owe $1,000, and then Imanu Hayisim Bezin says, so and so, pay up. The Adam Zemim, and they run away. And they run away to a different country. Yeah. And then they confess, they have charat, they confess and say, we did a terrible avera, we Adam Zemim. So since we have to pay $1,000 of aslo, Bezin says, you're off the hook.
Only by Mammon.
Only by Mammon, it's called Knas. Adim Zim has been Knas Dim. If you confess, you do not pay, Potter. Yeah,
I mean, if they become Adim Zim and they run to a different.
Right, Bezin convicts them, you are Adim Zim.
Okay.
They run away. Mm-hmm. And then they have Charat every Yom Kippur. They come into Bezin, they say, Bezin, we want to confess. We were Adim Zim.
Bezin doesn't make a difference.
No. It's a different Bezin. The Gemara is a different Bezin. They go to a different Bezin.
So what's the then?
It's a Potter. They don't have to pay the money. Because since they have confessed, they confess to a different Bezin, they do not have to pay the money.
Yeah, but the Psak Halach already came out.
No, so the Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara is going to explain in detail. The Gemara did not come out. The Psak was just that you are Adim Zim. It's a two-step process.
They have to say
you Adim Zim, and they have to say pay up. The Bezin did not yet say the words pay up.
It wasn't finalized.
And therefore they come back and they confess, they did not pay the money. Ein, now the Gemara elaborates very quickly. The Gemara says, why not? Because this time holds Gustavo Kufr Kapara. It's a Kapara. The Mela, the Ein, or Hani Labne Kapara. These are not such a Kapara. They are not, they did not say, you only pay Kapara when you do the Avera. Did the witnesses' animals, did they kill? No. The witnesses, they are not the killers. It's not their animal killed, so therefore they cannot possibly pay kapara. You only pay koyfer when you're the killer. They're not the killer. They're witnesses. Male of the zodin kapara. And the Mari says, wait a minute, not so fast. Who is the one that says that when you pay koyfer, when your person's animal kills another human being, the money paid is atonement money? That's only according to one man diyama, the man diyama that says that you're paying your own value. Because the question is, man tana kufa kapara. Amar Rav Chisda, Rabbi Shmuel benoy Shav Yochanan Baraika. If Reuben's animal kills someone, you have to pay the pidyon of your neshama. Whose neshama? The dead man? The dead man or the one who owns the animal? If you learn that's the one who owns the animal, so that's a kapara.
Yeah.
I'm paying my own neshama. But if you learn you're paying the value of the victim, you're paying it in mammon. I have removed from this person the person who has value in this world, so I have to pay the value. Okay, so they're paying how much the person in this world has. In the United States, every person has a value of $7 million. A baby in the government is evaluated as $7 million. You get older, your value depreciates. Every person in this country is worth to the United States of America $7 million. What? They need the money for statistics. They need to know that number dealing with many different inyanim. It's a very important number for the government to assess how much value will the average human being who's born into this world, how much money, I'm worth a lot less, I'm sorry to tell you, how much money will they bring into the country? The revenue, your person gets involved in business and you produce money into the country.
The
value.
The total value of Americans is divided by people.
Right, exactly. They have this whole assessment. So I think it went down, it was worth more money. I think a person went down in the last year or two. Yeah. So therefore, a person kills a slave, person, the animal kills, so you got to pay the person's value. What's his value? So you're paying the person's value, that's a kapar, you're paying the loss to the country, the loss to the family, the loss to the Vinod and Yanashi. So the Bein Nizek. So Yishra Benoch and 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 Yishra
Benoch and
Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and
Yishra Benoch
and
Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and
Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch
and Yishra Benoch and Yishra
Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and
Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch and Yishra Benoch.
So the fact that it says over here, this Bryce that says that Ein Mishalman Koifer, because Kufr Kapara, that's only true according to the Malayama that says that's Dmei Mazik. But the Malayama is Dmei Nizik, it's not true. You should have to pay. You should have to pay Koifer. You should have to pay because Koifer is not a Kapara. Koifer is Mammon. So the Lord says, what's the Machlaik? How do we know the Machlaik is Kapara, not Kapara? Dmei Mazik, Dmei Nizik.
So the Mar.
if the Gemara is saying what's machlokes is it the machlokes the pay the mazik the nizik is machlokes is kufr kapara kufr nav kapara. If you're paying the mazik, that's an indication kapara. That it's kapara.
Right.
If you're paying the nizik, that's an indication that it's mamon. It's not kapara.
That's what you
yeah.
So now go back to the Braisa. The Braisa says that a person, the Edim Zoymim, they do not pay Koifer. What's the law? This you do not pay Koifer? Because it's Kapara.
Yeah.
And they don't need the Kapara.
Yeah.
So that's only true according to the Man Yomba that says that Koifer is the main Mazik.
Right.
Because the Mazik is Kapara.
Yeah.
But if Koifer is the main Nizik, it's Mammon. So the Braisa says it doesn't make sense. The Braisa is incorrect. You should pay Kapara. You should pay Koifer. Because it's the main moment. It's no different.
You mean the Braisa has to come out of course to everybody?
Oh, exactly. It's a kasha. It's not a kasha. The Braisa comes calling to everyone. The kul yalma kufra kapara. Everyone holds koifer is kapara. So what's then the machlek? How can you say it's kapara if you're paying the main nizik? That's the way you get kapara. The way you get kapara is paying the main nizik. It says if two men are fighting, and there's a pregnant woman who gets hit, and the baby comes out.
Yeah.
So it says they have to pay the Dmei Vlodos.
Yeah.
And the word of the Torah is Kasher Yoshis Olav. Yoshis Hashosa. Nema Hashosa Lamata. Venema Hashosa Lamala. And it says, Vinosan Pidyon Navshoi. Vinosan Pidyon Navshoi. The word Hashosa Lamata Rashi says, it says Hashosa Lamata. Bekoifer. By Koifer. In Koifer Yoshas Olav. Okay, it says in koifer yushas. That's a unique word. Yushas means to set, and it says the word. It says the word yushas. V'nosan kasher yoshis olav by dmei vlodos. So when it comes to two men fighting and they bang into a pregnant woman and the baby falls out, everyone agrees you pay the what? The main nizik. You pay for the baby.
Yeah.
The baby. So therefore, through the gzeirah shava yushas. You pay the main nizik. Never hashasal lamata by the isha by the vlodos. Never hashasal lamala by the case of kapara koifer. Gim koifer yushasolav.
Malah
halam the nizik. Afka be nizik. Rabbi Shmuel he says v'nosan hidarish doesn't pinyan nafshoi. Nafshoi means your nisham uksiv. Oh, so l'chayr it's a very good raya nafshoi. So different what rabbanon what they do the word nafshoi. How do they do the word nafshoi? Rabbanon in yes pinyan nafshoi uksiv. Mikish. Maybe the nizik. Mean in attack it says the word nafshoi.
According to rabbanon, how do
more sakasha. But it says the word nafshoi. It says the word nafshoi. So how do they deal with the word nafshoi? They hold the pidyon nizik.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but it says in the pasuk v'nosan pidyon nafshoi, which is mash with the main mazik.
Yeah.
So how will they deal with the word nafshoi? It's a contradiction to their shita.
I pay the nafshoi.
It says nafshoi, which is mashmi. You pay the mazik. And the more no ksiv, miu the more says no. Ksiv miu rabban in. Yeah, I agree. Pay the nafshoi. Itaka says you pay the redemption of your neshama, but the amount of money you're going to pay to redeem your neshama will be evaluated by the nizik. Miu in pay nafshoi ksiv miu mikishmi be the nizik shaminon. Okay, that concludes next sugi. The ain im karmi of nami every. Now, what is the case? So the more is the how long coming.
When it says Rabban N, means Ain or N?
The Gemara is Ain, correct. Rabbanon. So how are they going to deal with the Pasuk? In, you are correct. We agree.
How about you get the Kapar by paying the amount of who you killed?
Right. Next Sugi. The Ain, when do the Edim Zoymim, when are they not sold as a slave? Hani Milhecha the Isle Lididei, in the case where the victim has money. Two witnesses testify Reuven owes $1,000. And Reuven has $1,000 in his bank account. So will Reuven be sold as a slave? No. He has the money to pay. That's when the Nigusin, the Ihuloi Mizdabein, the victim, is not going to be sold. Inu, the witness is not Miloi Mizdavnu. Let's say Reuven is a poor man. Reuven has no money. The witnesses testify Reuven owes $1,000. And Reuven is going to be sold as a slave. Then Afagav the Isluhu Lididu, even though the witnesses are multimillionaires, they have plenty of money in the bank. Since they wanted to cause a person to be sold as a slave, they will also be sold as slaves, even though they're very, very rich. Avagav the Isluhu Lididu, Mizdavnu, because they are Sisim Loika Asher Zoma.
So when it says Lenik Levin Ivri, it's referring to.
It says it says in the Mishnah, Edim Zonim are not sold as Jewish slaves.
Yeah.
So the Gemara thought now in the Havin, that's only in one particular case, only in the case when the the victim, the victim has money.
Okay.
But in a situation where the victim does not have money, then they will be sold as slaves.
Right.
No matter what, even if they're very rich. The very big it's not fair. Let the witnesses say that was not our intent. We don't know what you have in the bank. That's not our business. That's secondary. That's not our kavana. Our kavana was that you owe someone $1,000. How are you going to pay the $1,000? That was not our kavana. If you had money, mi hava mizdav not, would you have been sold? No. So now when we are guilty, we'll pay the $1,000, but we're not going to be sold as slaves, because being sold as a slave is secondary to our testimony. So the Gemara says, you're right. You are correct. El Gemara Sabar,
Rav Nachman Levra. So what's the kasha?
The Gemara and the Havim, even if they have money, they're going to be sold no matter what.
Okay.
So the Gemara is saying it's not fair. That's not what they testified. When the witnesses testified, they testified.
They did tachlis that he should be sold.
They testified money. They only testified about money. They didn't testify about being sold. So the Gemara is Elus of Avinu Lameimah Hani Lechad Leolidididhu. The Gemara says that Nechadami witnesses are only going to be sold only when no one has. But if witnesses, the Isle Oli the Day Oli the Two Aval Hechad the Lesle Loli Day Oli the Two Mizdavne Einochinami, that when are they not going to be sold? When does it say in the Brisa? The Brisa says that the Edim Zaimim are not going to be sold as slaves. When either one of the two has money. If the victim has money, I don't want to make you into a slave. If I have money, it's not fair. I should be sold. But when, indeed, will witnesses be sold as slaves? When no one has money.
You had a good time.
The victim has no money, and the witness have no money. Then the witnesses will be sold. Amalei Rav, no, not even in that case. Here is the Gemara's punchline. The Gemara's maskan is Amalei Rav, v'nimkar b'gneiva soymachman b'gneiva sivla bizmamoy. The Gemara's maskan is a gzeiras hakasa. Very simple. B'gneiv v'nimkar, a person is only sold as a slave when he does not have money to pay for his gneiva. But if we're edim zaynimim, I'm a witness, I'm a liar. Even though what I have testified would result in someone else being sold, gzeiras hakasa. If I am never sold as a slave for false testimony, that's the Gemara's maskan. And never, never, ever will two witnesses be sold as a slave when they need to pay up the money. Right. You should never go to case number 5. He says that if you confess, if you run away and you confess to another bezdin that I'm an edim zaymim and I have to pay $1,000, you have to pay, you off the hook. My time with Rabbi Kiva, the Kosovo Kanasu, it's a knas. The din of Yassis Simloi Kasher Zaman is a knas, and we have a principle, and a knas you don't pay up Yatsmai. The knasu ain't Mishal Piatsmai. I'm a rabbi, I'll bring proof to you. Shalos Maisa. I'll prove you it's a knas. Because edim zaymim are executed. If they testify Reuben is a murderer and then Imanu Yisem, they're executed. Why? What did we do? We didn't kill anyone, we didn't do anything. Or witnesses testify you owe someone money and you ate them, you have to pay the money. So you see that the fact that you're doing something that you don't deserve shows that it's a kanas. The money does not left the owner. I testified you owe someone money, it's a lie. Did the money ever leave your possession? No, because I was proven false. So the money didn't go anywhere, and yet umeshalmin. And I was like, okay, same exact story. The Gemara says, what are you saying over here? What are you adding? When Rav Nachman comes and he says teda, Rav Nachman in essence says exactly the same thing as Rabba. Rabba said a svara. Why is it called a kanas? Because I don't deserve it. I don't deserve this. I didn't kill anyone. No one died because of me. I was proven to be false. And yeah, I'm getting killed. Why do I have to pay $1,000? I didn't cause anyone a loss. I was proven false. That's exactly what Rav Nachman did. So mind you, the loyal sumaisa hainu the rabba. The Gemara says you're right. V'chein omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman the Chanami is not telling you anything new. Rav Nachman is just coming to parrot what Rabbi says. V'chein omer Rav Nachman. Omer Avidom Rav. Zayin Mesham Lufichelke. Nu halacha. Came nu halacha. And Eidzem pays according to his portion. My, what does that mean exactly? My Masham Lefichak, what does that mean according to your portion? Elim, the High Masham Palga, High Masham Palga. Simple. Two witnesses testify that Reuben owes $1,000. And so now the two witnesses, you know, pay something. We know that. Nina, Mashal Shem Lemaman. Mashal Shem means Bezdin. Bezdin is a third party. Bezdin's, there are two people over here involved. And Bezdin is the third party. And they are the ones who evaluate the situation. And they say, you pay half and you pay half. Bezin, when they determine that you're liars, they make sure that each one pays half. The Ein Mishalshin B'Malkas. If two witnesses testify, Reuben is a Ben Gush Techalutza, or he's Chayv Galus, and then they're liars, so what happens? So, he's Chayv 39 lashes, let's split. Let's split the 39, lashes, 19 and a half for you, and 19, or 8.
Yeah, you don't do that.
We'll split, we don't do that. You don't split the lashes. We don't split 40 lashes, 20. Okay, we don't do that. Everyone gets a full set of malchus. So what then is the meaning? What's the chiddush? The itzum. So here's the chiddush. The chiddush here is that only one of the two witnesses is edim zaynim. Two witnesses are $500,000, and only one do we see manu yisem. El goin the itzum chay minayv. The mishalim palgo today. The verse is not true. No such thing. The Gemara is teaching us a yisayit in edim zaynim. You only become edim.
Both of them.
Only one not. The mishalim v'ha'atan nabayis edim zaynim mishalim mam na'achi yizumu shneihem. Can't be. So the Gemara says Amar Rava. So answer number three. Amar Rava, but Omer Eidu Sheker. He anti the our case. You confess. You run away. Two witnesses say it's $1,000. Another two witnesses say Imanu Hayis and Besn Paskin. They take their gavel. You Eidim Zayimim, and they run away. Yeah. They run away. They escape before they get. They milk them out $1,000. They run away. One of the two people, Erev Yom Kippur has Charata. I confess. So I'm going to pay now. I'm going to pay my $500. So the Gemara says, "I'm a rabbi. I'm a either sheker he adati." The Gemara says, "Didn't we just learn one moment ago, Moshe Rabbi Akiva, that if you confess your potter? Didn't we just learn that? We learned one moment ago that if you confess your potter, so that's also not a good answer." By the way, he adati
calls kominei mean.
Call kominei. Does he have the power? Is this correct? Mm-hmm. Does he have the power to be mechayiv himself to pay $500?
Yeah.
Didn't we now learn?
Right.
Well, Cave on Shigit. And everybody makes it.
I'm sorry. I didn't say that. I jumped the gun. I told you the Gemara's answer. I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. The answer number three is the person confesses. Two witnesses testify you owe $1,000. And then one witness says, I'm a liar. I confess I'm a liar.
By different bezin.
No. In that bezin itself.
There was no gap.
No, there's no Imanu Hayisem. There's no Imanu Hayisem. There's no Imanu Hayisem. Two witnesses testify, and bezin is discussing the case, and then one witness, he walks straight to the judges, I confess I'm a liar. So are you making yourself into an Eid Zayman? The Gemara says you can't do that. A person cannot retract your testimony. The person testifies. Uh-huh. That's it. It's too late. It's sealed. You can't go and retract. So the Gemara says, "Kol kimine." Do you have the power? Do you have the power to retract your testimony? We have a rule: Kevon Shigid. Once a person testifies, Shuv Ein Chayzomagin. You can no longer testify. Oh, you can retract. Ella. So now we come back to the case of Rabbi Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. We went back to our old Yisoid. Ella ba'omer he'anu huzamnu. Two witnesses testify you owe $1,000. And Bezin Paskin, then the two witnesses say, Iman Hoysim. Bezin Paskins, you aid them, Zaymin. And then they run away. They run away before Bezin can take their credit card. They owe $1,000. They run away. And then one fellow comes before a court. Let's say, Erev Yom Kippur, yes, Harat, and he says, I was an aid Zaymin a year ago. I'm so sorry. I owe my portion. I'm going to pay my $500. The Gemara says, wait a minute, that was the fifth halacha that we just learned in the previous staff. Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru, that if a person confesses in regard to Eidim Zaymim Yepater. So it's a kanas. And Ein Mishalim Kanas Al Piatzmai. But Kiman, Deloik Rabbi Akiva, Dik Rabbi Akiva Amar.
So
it's not true. The top of the Gemara said, Amar Yehuda, right? The second line. Amarat, Eid Zaymim Mishalim Lefi Chelkai. Now we went to four answers till we got to the correct answer. What's the fourth answer? You confess. Yeah. And if you confess, you pay your portion. I was convicted of being an Eid Zaymim. I ran away to another bezin. I confess. But it's not true. If you confess, you don't pay anything. Rabbi Akiva says, Eid Zaymim is a kanas. Come on, look at Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rabbi Akiva who says, that. Kiman, the Gemara says no. Not so. Even Rabbi Akiva admits that you do pay. When do you pay, Rabbi Akiva? You do pay only time you confess your exemption. Bezin did not say hand over the credit card. If Bezin just says the words, you are thus Eidim Zaymimim. So two, the Gemara is teaching us a Yisoid in Eidim Zaymimim. It's a two-step process. Step number one, you Eidim Zaymimim. Step number two is the penalty phase. Like today, Lahavim, the secular courts is Van Hazed. It's a two-step process. Did you commit the crime? Did you not commit the crime? You're guilty. then take a break, come back in 6 months, the judge is going to think about it, what should be the penalty? How many years behind bars? How much do you have to pay? There's a penalty phase. The penalty phase. You come back for a second decision. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying applies when it comes to Edim Zayman. You're guilty. You're Edim Zayman. Now Bezdin has to make a determination. What are we going to mechayev you? What exactly are you trying to do? That's going to be the next mission. Sometimes what you would try to cause harm was very complicated. You have to make a decision. So Meila going in a case when you reach phase number two, Bezdin says $1,000. So now it's no longer a knack. Now it turns into mamoin. Meila you confess. Where's the word tomorrow? Says your friend's not any money. That even you can pay your portion. You can pay your portion even as long as the
boy. What is it's mamnes and not knas?
Wait a second. According to Rabbi Kiva, and they haven't. It wasn't finalized, and they run to the bezin. Yeah.
They're
so, like, even according to Rabbi Kiva,
yes.
When they said you have to pay, what the hell does that? How does
it's not knas anymore. That's not knas.
And the fichalka means that
50% only me.
No.